Lady, I'm Ray, he's Joe, and...
You know who you are, hopefully. And right now, we welcome in Dr. Roger D. Klein. Follow him on Twitter, at Roger D. Klein. Roger, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on. We want to talk about the flavor ban as far as vaping is concerned. But I'm reading a story that says it's a partial flavor ban. Could you explain that to me?
Well, it sounds as if the self-contained pods with the sweet flavors are going to be banned. Menthol flavor or other tobacco flavor won't be banned.
Right.
And then I think smaller vaping shops that mix their own out of canisters also won't be banned.
What is this? I guess the reason is that the flavors tend to be, I mean, there's name a flavor. There probably is one. The people who use it tend to be younger, right?
Well, they are, but also older people use them. And the people who stop smoking, who discontinue cigarettes, also are more likely to use flavors.
Well, yeah, I was talking to Joe. Joe and I were talking about this before we got you on. And, you know, I am a smoker, sorry to say, but I am. And I've got menthol crystals in my lungs to prove it, but and who knows what else. But the thing is, you know, the as you were saying, it's kind of a transitional thing. So in other words, you know, is vaping safer, provided you use the stuff that's manufactured and not regulated, but it is safer and not don't do your homebrew, is it safer than smoking regular cigarettes?
It appears to be much safer.
Okay, so the problem for all these deaths is you have all these guys doing home brews and putting in THC and God knows what else in there, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's sort of like saying, well, if you take a medicine, it's not safe if you when you take one that's not that has impurities in it that you get from another country it's kind of a counterfeit medicine. I mean, and that's like saying the regular medicine isn't safe. No, I think it's it's dangerous to actually conflate the two because one is beneficial. Vaping, I think, is helpful to many smokers, whereas, you know, using bootleg products isn't benefit anybody.
Take your own chance.
Has this gone far too long unregulated, and now we're trying to catch up to it?
Yeah. Well, so I tend to be a skeptic here with the regulation. I mean, what you're going to do is, you're going to make things less accessible. You're going to make those safer products less accessible to people, and then they'll be more inclined to use the cheaper, more dangerous ones. I mean, one of the reasons people use these completely unregulated bootleg products is because they're cheaper. So the more you do to raise the costs of the safer vaping products, the less people are going to use them, and more you're going to drive them to alternative products. So I would say no. I think we have a lot of experience with it, vaping's helped a lot of people get off cigarettes. And if, you know, look, teen vaping. We don't want teens to vape. We need to tell them not to do it. But you know, teen smoking rates have continued to drop despite the vaping. The large explosion. Actually, you know, there's been a huge amount of vaping. At least trying it. You know, doing it with varying levels of frequency.
Here's an interesting thing. I just came across it this morning. Dr. Robert Klein, by the way, he's an MD, also a JD, so he's a lawyer and a doctor, medical professional. And you were at the Cleveland Clinic for quite a while, the director of molecular oncology. That's a pretty good thing to have on your resume. Let's talk for a minute, though, about, you know, talking about marijuana in this case, because Illinois just went, California went, Colorado's gone, and I'm sure in Connecticut eventually it will. But some guy made a purchase in Illinois. By the time you're done with the taxes, which turned out to be about $77 on a 200-something purchase, the fact of the matter is, you know, a lot of people are saying, I'm going to stay on the black market anyway. Is the same thing with vaping?
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. I just look at this and I say to myself, here we are running around the country legalizing something that we know is harmful, know is dangerous, and has actually cognitive effects, namely marijuana. I can walk into a store, anybody can walk into a store, and you can buy cigarettes. It's very easy to buy alcohol. And here you have a product that appears to offer a real benefit to people who are already smokers, and they're trying to make it difficult to access it. So, you know, it really doesn't make sense to me. And I think if you take a 10,000-foot view, it really there's a lot of inconsistency there.
Doctor, any final point you want to make? We're going to have to roll here, but anything that you want to get across here?
No, I just, you know, I think we've covered it, but it's in my view, I think what the president's, what the administration's done is better than what they were proposing.
Right.
But I think we need to treat vaping like we do other restricted products that are far more dangerous. You know, vaping offers a safer alternative.
Okay, just to regular cigarettes.
Dr. Roger Klein, thanks. You can follow him on Twitter at Roger D. Klein. Thanks for the time.
Yeah. He's a Cleveland Clinic. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, look, so vaping's better, but it's not great. I mean, nobody's telling you to go out and vape.
No, don't do this.
You know?
Please.